USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NATO jets may be heading to Ukraine. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken told CNN that NATO members have the go-ahead to send fighter jets to Ukraine to help the country defend itself against Russia's onslaught.
We are working with Poland as we speak to see if we can backfill anything that they provide to the Ukrainians. We very much support them, providing MiGs, Sus, planes that Ukrainians can fly.
A third round of peace talks are in the works for the combatants today. At least seven people are dead, two of them children, younger than five, after multiple tornadoes swept across central and southwest Iowa this past weekend. Six of the fatalities came from the Madison County area just southwest of Des Moines. The National Weather Service received 42 reports of tornadoes in the south central and southwest portion of the Hawkeye State. The tornadoes were worse than forecasters predicted. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The will of the Ukrainian people is something President Putin may have miscalculated before invading Ukraine.
Senator Marco Rubio says Russian President Vladimir Putin is engaged in a conflict he can't win.
He is now engaged in a conflict where he's either going to have a costly military victory followed by a costly occupation that he can't afford, or he's going to get caught in a long-term military quagmire.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Florida Republican explaining that Putin will see an economic freefall on the home front if one of two outcomes from his ongoing invasion of Ukraine happens. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A long line of semi-trucks, recreational vehicles, and cars were circling Washington, D.C. on Sunday. They're in town to protest and demand the end of all coronavirus pandemic-related restrictions by the Biden administration. The People's Convoy of around 1,000 vehicles have said they plan to drive slowly around Washington, D.C. on the already congested beltway. We are USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Oil prices soared in Asia Monday, jumping as much as 18% in the early session, after reports that the Biden administration is discussing a ban on Russian oil imports. It should be noted the United States continues to buy oil from Russia, as production in the United States is not enough to supply America's needs. Brent oil quickly jumped to nearly $130 a barrel, a level that's sending fears of a major inflationary shock to the global economy. Russia continues to bombard civilians, killing hundreds with indiscriminate shelling. As Ukraine President Zelensky continues to plead for the world to help, Western nations continue to watch from the sidelines, offering weapons but no forces to counter Russia's onslaught. President Zelensky, interpreted by CNN.
It seems it is not enough for the Russian troops, not enough ruined destinies, crippled lives. They want to kill more. For tomorrow, Russia is officially announced an attack on our territory, our defense facilities. Most of them were built decades ago under the Soviet government. They were built in cities, and now they are in the urban setting where thousands of people work and hundreds of thousands live nearby. This is murder, deliberate murder.
Wildfires in Florida forced the evacuation of more than 1,000 homes on Sunday. The Bertha Swamp Road Fire and the Atkins Fire have engulfed 10,000 acres, both in the Florida Panhandle. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.